Back here at the Coliseum, the Blazers lead the Suns 55-54. Three Blazers in double figures. Greg Oden with 14 points. LaMarcus Aldridge, 13. Martell Webster, 10. For the Suns, Carlos Powell and Steve Nash, 12 apiece. It's the Blazers 55, the Suns 54. Up next, the Shawns and the Wild One with the third quarter call right here on the Blazers Radio Network. Halftime here at the Coliseum winding down. The Blazers lead the Suns 55-54. It's the moment you've been waiting for. It's my pleasure now to pass the baton for the third quarter call. It's Bill Shomley and Mike Rice. Shawns, take it away, my friend.
Good evening, basketball fans, wherever you may be. It's a pleasure to be back for the third quarter here at dear old Portland's Memorial Coliseum, actually Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Blazers have a one-point lead at the halfway mark. Yours truly, Bill Shomley, along with Mike Rice. Mike, you and I have sat at this table for a long, long time. First half of the ball game, we're going to see a high-scoring game, that's for sure.
Oh, that's for sure. The 18 out of the last 19 times these teams have met, the winner has scored over 100 points. It'll be no different tonight. Shawns, you're going to be up and down all night long.
Well, that's perfectly all right by me. 30 rebounds for the Blazers, 17 for the Phoenix Suns. And it's just a one-point game.
Yeah, and, a guy named Carlos Powell, the rookie from South Carolina, has only taken 8 shots this whole preseason. He's almost matched that tonight. He's the leading scorer with 12, along with Steve Nash, who all of a sudden, Shawns, has decided he's going to score in the preseason. We haven't seen that yet from Brandon Roy.
You know what your role is tonight,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, you're right, Shawns.
That's exactly right. That's all I want you to say.
That's it.
That's right, Shawns.
I've had that training.
Well, we'll see what happens. We've got 12 minutes. We haven't been behind this microphone for a while, but it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you, Wheels. Outstanding job in the first half. We'll see if Mike and I can take it the rest of the way here in the third period. Out on the floor come Roy and Andre Miller. That's a nice combination as far as I can determine. Aldridge, Greg Oden. Hey, the big guy had a heck of a first half.
He really did. He touched the ball a lot more than this last game against the Clips.
Martell Webster to round out the Blazer 5. How about those jerseys that they have on? I am absolutely thrilled, folks. Rip City on the front and the Blazer names on the back. And here we go. Nash out of the backcourt. Phoenix moving right to left on that old radio dial. They have the ball. They're down by one. Nash gives it to Powell. Back out to Nash. Cutting through. Richardson, left side, foul on extended. Roy there takes the shot anyway. In and out, not good. Oden, another rebound. Now let's see if the Blazers can put some through the hoop at the other end. Miller takes his time out of backcourt. Nash on him, swing it guard to Roy. Roy to the right side, hook shot out on top for Aldridge. Bounced off of his fingers, but he controlled to Roy. He gets the ball back to Aldridge inside. Ball is loose. No foul there, a lot of collision. But Nash out of the backcourt for the Suns. DeShanning, Fry finally puts one down for the Suns. That's his first field goal. He's got 3 points.
Yeah, he was 0 for 6. Looked real nervous in that first half.
57-55, the Suns out on top here at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Third period, the Suns, Portland, preseason. Roy around the pick, right side, double teamed as he has been all night. Back to Aldridge, stops, shoots, in, no, it bounced in, came back out, back through the thread. It'll count, he's got 15. And the Blazers have tied the Suns at 17, not anymore. Boy, they didn't do a very good job defensively on Amar Stoudemire. He got the ball wide open and he jammed it home. He's got 9 points.
Could be the best pick and roll point guard and center in the NBA right now, Amari and, of course, Steve Nash.
Webster had the ball sidelined across the way. And on top of him, Carlos Powell, who had a terrific first half for the Phoenix Suns, batted the ball away. 14 seconds on the shot clock. They had some wet stuff wiped up, but now they're going to wipe some wet stuff off the ball.
Shawns, may I say you haven't missed a beat.
Oh,
it's just like you
It's
were...
not over yet.
Yeah, okay.
10:25 remaining to be played here in the third period. 59-57, Phoenix. Portland will finally inbound. Inbound to Oden, pop that left of the circle. Swing around right side to Aldridge. Aldridge back to Miller. Miller, Nash on him, out on top. Aldridge lopped it underneath for Oden over his head and out of bounds. Had to be a turnover.
Well, it's something LaMarcus Aldridge hasn't done a lot of. Feed the post. He hasn't had to with Joel.
In goes Stoudemire, and we're going to have a timeout. He jammed at home, and he's had back-to-back jams. It's 61-56. Timeout, Portland. We'll be back right after these messages. Not a very good start for Portland, my friends. The Suns are on a 7-2 run right off the bat. Blazers find themselves down by four.
Well, if you look at Steve Nash, last year they slowed it down at the start of the year. He had one of his worst stat years, 16 points, 10 assists. But I'll tell you, he's the Steve Nash of old. He's 35 years old now. And since his 30th birthday to number 35 last year, he's had some of his best years. He just doesn't play in a slow system. Now they're speeding it up again. Amari Stoudemire, they're working the pick and roll. They're making Greg Oden really defend the pick and roll. That's why the timeout was called. The Blazers didn't do a good job.
How about this? 12 turnovers for 19 Phoenix points.
Yeah, and that's been the bugaboo for this Blazer team. They've averaged 19 turnovers in the first three preseason games, and that is really bothered. And they haven't been running, but Nate McMillan says, we've got to cut that out. They haven't tonight.
Miller works the ball to midcourt. Again, Portland moving left to right on that radio dial for you. Aldridge, Brandon Roy back to Aldridge. Almost caught from corner left side. Back at the Roy. Goes around to the top of the key. Oden comes out. Goes underneath again to get the ball to Aldridge. Shot clock down to five. Roy checks it. Stops. Shoots. Takes the shot over Barbosa. And he hits. That's a big basket right there.
Yeah, Brandon Roy just hasn't gotten off so far this preseason.
61-59, Phoenix. Phoenix with the ball. Nash, he's had it all night. He'll have it all year. Back to Stoudemire. Dribbled the ball off his foot. Went to the open man. Phoenix still with the possession of the ball. Nash from Channing Frye. Foul line's got to take the shot. Dozen hits just like that.
Boy, Steve Nash, he may be 35 years old. He looks about 25 tonight. He is really running the break.
And he loves to watch that clock. He knows what to do with the ball. Here's Aldridge, meeting low post far side. Stoudemire on him, back to Miller. Miller's going to drive, and he goes, lays it up off the glass and in. A little stutter drive. He's got six in the game, Andre, and it's 63-61. Phoenix, Nash driving in traffic, and he goes back to Stoudemire, batted away by Roy. Now to Miller. Webster on the run, throws it up over the backboard, but he was horse-collared underneath by his old buddy Channing Frye.
Well, both teams want to run. The Blazers haven't been a good running team in the preseason. Tonight, you almost have to run with this Phoenix team. They give you a lot of chances. They shoot quick. You can run it back on them. So we expect a very high-scoring game. And I think, Sean, you won't get tired at all.
Webster at the line makes the free throw. 63-62, Phoenix. 8:45 to go. 11 points in the game. For Webster, we're in the third period this Wednesday night here at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Webster's second free throw down nicely. Game is tied at 63. Hang in there, everybody.
So far, Martell Webster has beaten out Nicholas Batum for that starting small forward spot.
Maybe some answers will be made tonight. Who knows? Here's a missed shot by Barbosa. And it goes to Roy. Glacier's back the other way. Roy, Webster underneath. To Aldridge, he's horse-collared underneath. And Stoudemire picks up the foul. That will be, for Stoudemire, his third personal foul or second personal foul.
Yeah.
And Aldridge will go to the line. He's got 15 in the game.
And Aldridge hasn't posted up hardly at all this preseason. When he had his 20-point game earlier against Sacramento, a lot of it came from outside. with Oden in there, they've got to decide how to space the floor and how to get Aldridge some low post touches. So that will all come, I am sure, by the time the season starts on the 27th against Houston.
Aldridge missed the first free throw, made the second, 64-63 Portland by one. Here comes Nash, the little number 13 who can do it all. To Stoudemire, swing around the circle to the right side. Back out to Fry, fakes a shot to Nash, drives, throws it away into the crowd. He started to drive left to right, threw it to nobody. Turnover, Phoenix, Portland by 1, 8-11 to go here in the third period.
Nash really leads the NBA almost every year in turnovers because he has the ball so much. So that's not unusual for him to throw it away a few times.
Miller to Roy, guard to guard, left front court. Aldridge pops out. Stoudemire on him, back over to Roy. Try to get the ball to Martell Webster. Dropped it completely out of bounds. Another turnover for Portland. That's their 13th of the game. It's still a one-point Blazer lead in front of a nice crowd. Nice to be back in this building. Believe me, we had a lot of fun for a lot of years, folks, didn't we? All of us did. Fry inside, hook shot, in and out. Oden another rebound. He's got 10 in the game. Nash on Miller, right side. Works his way out on top. Roy goes underneath. Back out to the big guy, Oden, far side. Now to Roy, double teamed. In he goes, draws a crowd, and a foul on Channing Fry. That'll be number four on Channing Fry. They might get him out of here pretty quick.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So far this preseason, Oden leads this Blazer club in free throws attempted, 21. Bayless is second with 15. Roy's only been to the foul line 13 times. So this is something Roy is a little nervous about, the fact that he's trying to get into the flow, get to the foul line a little bit more, but he has not had a great preseason, but you know that'll change.
At the free throw line, Roy misses the first free throw attempt badly. They're only 5 for 10 tonight. Guess what, folks? Are you waiting for this one?
Yeah.
You've got to make your free throws.
Amen.
And do you ever?
Yeah.
Roy takes plenty of time now. He'll try to drop this one down.
Remember how noisy it used to get here at Memorial Shots?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you.
He makes that one, no problem. He's got 9 in the game. Brandon Roy, 65-63. After all of that, up and down the floor, Portland's leading, but only by 2. Stoudemire, left of the circle. Nash going to drive again, look for the pass, throws it in the corner, and it's down for Richardson, and he's got 7 in the game. And they take the lead, a three-pointer by Richardson. Aldridge underneath to Oden, put it up and in.
Nice high-low, the old UCLA high-low.
That was nice. He's got 16. Abdinson back into the game. The young fella from Nevada, Las Vegas for Phoenix. 67-66, Portland by one. Oden and Nash go low left of the lane. Oden, good D. Nash tried to bounce the ball away from him, and it went out of bounds off Oden. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Phoenix will inbound. It'll be Carlos Powell to inbound. Powell, Richardson, front of the Blazer bench, down to our left. Roy up on him pretty good. Got a hand in his face. Takes the shot. Doesn't make any difference. Down it goes.
Well, that's the Jason Richardson they want in the open court. He's not a great half-court player the start of last year, but you know from past experience at Golden State, he can shoot it.
Miller works the ball the other way for the Blazers. DeRoy draws a triple team, gets the ball to Miller in the right corner, not good. Richardson the rebound, Nash on the dribble drive, right side, leaves it back to Richardson, stops, shoots for three, it's iron, no good. Miller the long rebound, Blazers get the ball back. 68-67, Miller goes to the foul line. And hits from outside, he's got 6.
And that's what Steve Nash is doing. He's just backing up, inviting Andre Miller to shoot.
Blazers by 1, 69-68. Abdinson outside. Oh, nobody on him at all. Easy 2 from the foul line extended left side. 70-69, Phoenix by 1. Chris Miller will come back in at the next opportunity for Portland. 5:35 to go here in the third. We got a dandy as far as scoring is concerned. Defense lacks a little bit, but it's preseason. Aldrich left corner, in and out, not good. And the rebound, Powell. Just Phoenix to Nash. He's got the ball again. Breezes by our Blazer microphone around Oden. Underneath, reverse. He scores off the window. He's got 16, Steve Nash.
Boy, this is a tough opener for you, Sean. Up and down, up and down. They really are shooting the ball.
72-69, the Suns. Miller way out to the right side for Portland. DeRoy faked a shot, lobbed it underneath. Oden put it up. Not good. He's fouled. He got the ball back, but he was hammered before he laid it up and in again. He'll go to the free throw line.
This is a tough game for centers because you've got to rebound on one end and beat everybody up the other end. Normally, you get some half-court action, but tonight, that's why Oden in the first half was the first guy to come out. Joel Prisbilla, in great shape, will come in for him as soon as he shoots these foul shots.
Oden at the line. He's got 16 points and 11 rebounds. Oden's free throw, not good. Do I have to say it again? Do I?
Yes. One more time.
Let's wait. Okay. You've got to make your free throws. You do. It's like LOBs, left on base in baseball. But Oden made the second one, and that's good. 72-70, the Suns. Go ahead.
He's shooting 80%, Oden, so really doing a nice job this preseason.
4:45 to go here in the third. 14 seconds on the clock. Phoenix with the ball. Richardson goes to the inside of the lane. Lobs it underneath. Batted away. Nash gets it back. Turns around. Takes the shot and he hits again. He's got 18. Steve Nash. This is a one-man wrecking through right here.
Boy, I tell you, he has not played like this in the three previous games in the preseason. Tonight, he has really come out.
Webster for three. Rip City, baby, from outside. He's got 15. Martell Webster. He had to take that shot.
Yeah.
Nobody on him.
And I knew you'd get that Rip City in there.
I can't get them all in.
No.
4:04 to go. In the third. Phoenix to Nash from Richardson. Nash between the rings. Steve Blake in the game. As the D on Nash takes a shot, not in time. Roy the other way, up the middle. Blake, Webster from downtown, not good. And the rebound, Richardson for the Suns. And they lead by two. Richardson got the ball into Admonson, and he drove the lane, and he is fouled.
You could tell both teams are huffing and puffing because this is really a game that you would hope to play about the third week of the season when you're in better shape. So both teams are going to find out who needs to run tomorrow, the sprints.
Admonson has just 2 points. He'll go to the free throw line for the Phoenix Suns. He bends, he signs, the ball is up, it's in the air, but it's not in the bucket. It's not good. 74-72, Phoenix. Blazers had a one-point lead at the break. Adamson for one more. Ben Sykes, where's number 17? He doesn't get that one. Climbing the golden ladder for that rebound was Aldridge. Blazers have the ball to Blake. To the Cyclops at midcourt. Out on top. Now to Order. Guard forward exchange. Back out to Prisbilla, who's in now for the second time in the game. To Blake. Over for Aldridge. Sideline left. Backs in. Drives. And he's fouled by Clark.
Clark.
That'll be his first. Earl Clark out of Louisville.
Yeah, he's their number one draft pick this draft. And they expect big things. It was kind of a disappointing career at Louisville. They expect him. He's a great athlete. He should fit in with this running style that Phoenix will have this year. But so far, he hasn't played a lot of minutes.
Aldridge's first free throw attempt was terrible. Way off to the right. Not a very good looking shot. They'll be working on their free throws. Sure.
And this is
it's early. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's the most difficult type of game to make foul shots in because you're running up, down, up, down, up, down, and then all of a sudden you got to slow up and make foul shots.
Folks, in case you couldn't tell, he missed them both.
Yeah, he did.
3:10 to go in the third, 74-72. Portland only down by two. Richardson Barbosa. Barbosa drives the lane, draws a crowd, and he stepped over the end line underneath the backboard. And the Suns turn it over. That was Prisbilla with Aldridge and Travis Outlaw, Blake, and Roy inbound to Blake.
This is the first time Travis has played the small forward in the preseason. Normally, he's a backup power forward for LaMarcus.
Blake, sideline left. Back out to Aldridge. Bounce pass right side to Outlaw. 8 seconds on the clock, and the ball batted away. Suns come up with the ball. It's Clark in front court. Dudley had batted the ball away. Now he gets it back for the Suns. Barbosa for three. Yes, sir. And he's got a total in the game of 13.
Boy, he's been a Blazer killer his whole career. Barbosa really plays well against the Trailblazers.
I think a number of teams can probably make that statement. Barbosa can shoot, no doubt about it. Blazers work the ball inside, ball batted away. Blazers turn it over again. Turnovers, free throws. Phoenix. They get it over to Barbosa, and he missed that shot. Here's Blake. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. 77-72, Phoenix. Blake drives, stumbles, got it back to Outlaw, shoots for three, it's iron, and the Suns come up with the ball. Long pass in front court to Clark, hasn't shot, does now, missed it, and the rebound. Blake leads high into the air. And we got a foul on Goran Dragic, the young man from Slovenia. We've got ourselves a timeout, folks. 1:42 to go here in the third. 77-72 back after these messages. Turnovers, a big part of this game, Michael. 15 turnovers for 22 Phoenix points. And in the quarter, the Blazers at the free throw line, and only 5 for 10.
Yeah, and those are the two areas that they worked on defense all week since the Clipper game. And they and it's difficult to work on half-court defense and then meet the Phoenix Suns, who do nothing but run. Right. It's almost like Mike D'Antoni was back coaching them. It's
exactly.
One pass,
good point.
One pass and a shot. That was the old 8-second rule of Mike D'Antoni. He's not here, but they've gone back to his system of running, and it fits this Suns team. They are now a playoff contender simply because of the style of play during the regular season. It's difficult to get ready for them.
Blake made the first free throw. He's got his first point. Made the second. He's got 2 points. 77-74. Phoenix. They bring the ball up the floor. Get it to Big Earl Clark, trying to make this squad. Out all over him. Over for Jordan. Put it up off the window. That's all. Good D that time by Portland. Prisbilla to Blake. Down the floor to Batum. Back out to Prisbilla. Swing the ball right side. They get it to Martell. Outlaw, 10 seconds on the clock. Outlaw fakes, goes left, spins in the lane, switches the left hand, trying to put it up, blocked out of bounds, off his hand. Another Portland turnover.
They're doing a nice job defensively.
Yes, they are.
On the Blazer forwards, especially against Nicholas Batum and Travis Outlaw.
Drogden. Dick Clark for Phoenix. Gets the ball back outside the foul line. Put it up, iron. That's all. Martell Webster the rebound. Over to Blake. Driving over the midcourt line. Portland moving left to right. Blake draws a crowd far side around the Outlaw pick. Around the circle of the right side. Clark on him. Back over to Webster. 10 seconds on the clock. To Outlaw. Going to drive. Spins in the lane. Trying to get it underneath for Prisbilla. Fighting through a screen. Could not do so. But the Blazers will get it back with 4 seconds on the shot clock and 32 seconds to go in the third period.
So far, Martell Webster has probably shown Nate McMillan that he deserves to start. That's what this is all about, the preseason.
Inbound to Outlaw. His shot is blocked. Here comes Barbosa to Dudley, and he goes. He scores. They're picking him up and laying him down. the Phoenix Suns are and just taken Portland right out of the game, especially here in the third.
Yeah, that's how Portland lost the Clipper game. Turnovers and fast breaks against.
79-74. Phoenix, 12 seconds in regulation time here in the third. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Blake foul on extended right side, takes the shot, passes around, not good. A rebound goes to Nicholas Batum, and he put it back in. The shot by Barbosa from three-quarter court, not good. Batum now has 2 points, and the third period has come to an end. Thank you very much, everybody. It was a pleasure. I thank you all for everything. Wheels, you're going to get it back, baby, and bring them home. That's all I got to say. 79-76, Phoenix. We'll be back for the fourth period right after these messages.
Brian Wheeler back at the Coliseum, three quarters in the books. The Suns lead the Blazers 79-76. Hey, Shans.
Yes.
You know this from covering a lot of basketball. We don't stop giving the ball to a hot shooter. You're hot. Take us the rest of the way. You and the wild one, bring it home.
You're kidding.
No, bring it home.
Whoa.
That Brian Wheeler, he's a good man.
Yes.
Because you are hot. Brian. But there's a lot of pressure on it, Sean. We got to win this game.
Yeah, well, we're, let's see. Down by three. Here we go.
Don't throw away those notes.
No. They got me all shook up. I didn't know I was going to do this. Blazers have the ball after Phoenix lost it in front court. And an outlaw loses it at midcourt. Very sloppy. Barbosa, lickety-brindle up the middle, laid it up and in and scored. Barbosa makes it 81-76. He's got 15 in the game, and that's not a very good start.
No, and this is not a pressure defensive type team. They'll get out and take chances, but the Blazers shouldn't be turning it over.
Lakers double team left side to Prisbilla. Medium low post left side, turns around, puts it up, bouncing around, no good. It's loose. Abinson for Phoenix. Phoenix with the ball again. Down the floor to Barbosa, getting back. Blake got a hand on it, one out of bounds. Phoenix will have the ball. No, I take it back.
Yeah, we better take it in before the Blazers.
Yeah,
because the Blazers
change that.
Yeah,
that's right. Blazers get it back. Blake walks the ball over to midcourt line. Again, they're moving left to right. We're in the fourth and final period. Phoenix leading 81-76. Webster, any
goal.
Bump. No whistle. There was a foul. Outlaw gets it back. Martell will try again. He does not get the bucket. It hits the front of the iron, but he is fouled. Earl Clark picks up the foul.
And I love the way Joe Prisbilla is bringing all five of the Blazers together and really yelling at them to, let's start getting back on defense. Let's quit turning the ball over. And he had his say right there. Let's see if it does any good.
Webster's first free throw is good. Martell with 15 in the game. 81-77, 11:01 to go in the game.
Does Martell look like a starter to you, Shans?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he is all the way back.
Webster's second free throw looks pretty good, but son of a gun. It went off to the right side. It's not. Free throws again. 81-77. Phoenix. Phoenix with the ball. Jozic. Dudley got it back again into Clark at the foul line. It's short. Rebound, Travis Outlaw for Portland.
That was the first time the Blazers were in a zone.
Blake gives it up to Outlaw. Underneath the Prisbilla, off his hands. Another turnover in the ball game. That's number 16 in the game.
Now, you can afford to have some turnovers in a ball game, but not this many against the Suns.
They bring the ball in the front court. A little sloppy right now on the part of Portland, but it's preseason. I'm not trying to get on them at all. That's just the nature of this game. And Phoenix has played very, very well. Clark rolls to the middle. There is no defense in particular that time, and he scored easily.
Yeah,
he's got 4 points in the game.
That was against that zone, and Travis didn't follow his man into the middle of the zone.
83-77, Phoenix. Andre Miller. Back to Outlaw. Going to take a three-pointer. Way off the mark. Phoenix the rebound. Long pass to Clark. He traveled with the ball. Not called. He got the ball back to Odmanson. and he jammed it in. And everybody in the building knew that was a traveling call, but it wasn't called.
Boy, Nate McMillan's up on the replacement referees.
Well, I don't blame them.
I have no idea their names, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't care either. 85-77. Phoenix. Blazers got to get their act together just a little bit. Andre Miller drives left to right. He draws a whistle and a foul. I kind of think that might have been a little makeup call right there.
They don't do that in the NBA, do they, Sean?
Yes, I think so. Well, they used to anyway.
Yeah, they used to.
Maybe in this modern era they don't do it. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Blake around the circle. Miller, 14-footer, two more. Andre's got eight. He's really a studying influence out there, is he not?
Yeah, and Blake and Andre Miller playing together for the first time in the preseason.
85-79, Phoenix with the ball. They get it underneath. Off the glass and down for Dragic, and he's got nine in the game. Blazers throw it away at the other end. Phoenix back behind, back dribble by Dragic. Back over to Clark. Phoenix back out to Dudley. They have the ball. They're playing well. Underneath, Edmondson. Two more. Going to call for a timeout, coach. What do you know? He is. 8:40 remaining to be played here in the game. 89-79. Phoenix with their biggest lead. Back after these messages.
J.A. Allen back live at the Coliseum checking the Miller Paint NBA scoreboard. Everything else final tonight on the preseason schedule. The Wizards beat the Cavaliers 109-104. It was the Celtics over the Raptors 106-90. Paul Pierce 17 for Boston in that win. The Bulls defeat the Timberwolves 99-94. Elsewhere tonight, Hawks over the Grizz 111-96. It was the Clippers over the Spurs in San Antonio 93-90. 23 for Blake Griffin. And the Thunder over the Heat 96-91. Kevin Durant had 30 in that game for Oklahoma City. And now we send you back over to Bill Shomley and Mike Rice.
At the free throw line tonight, 10 for 19, 52% for Portland. 28 points for the Phoenix Suns off 18 Blazer turnovers. That's the story of the game right there.
And there's some people that are playing themselves right out of the rotation. I know Travis Outlaw's played 14 minutes. And it hasn't been his best 14 minutes. He needs to pick it up right now because there's a lot of guys on that bench that would love to have some playing time.
Phoenix outscoring Portland here in the fourth period, 10-3, and they had their largest lead of the game by 10. Blake over the midcourt line, out on top. Off the screen, Webster gets it to Outlaw, backs in, now takes the Phoenix bench. 5 seconds on the clock. Doesn't know what to do with the ball. Finally got it to Webster for three. Way short. And Barbosa. Blazers with another turnover. And Barbosa back the other way for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, Martell couldn't do anything but shoot. There's 2 seconds on the clock when Travis gave him the ball.
Barbosa in front of us. Around the Adamson pick. Left of the lane. Back out on top. Into Dudley. He starts to drive in a crowd. Ball might have been batted away, but Steve Blake picks up his first personal foul. 7:58 to go in the game.
After the Clipper game, the Blazers were supposed to get Saturday and Sunday off. They didn't get Sunday off, and I don't think they'll get tomorrow off after this.
I don't think so.
Well, they play Utah. I guess they won't.
And here's a missed opportunity for the Phoenix Suns. Another air ball by them, but doesn't make much difference. They're playing very, very well. 89-79 by 10.
Let's see if they can get it to Oden against Amundsen.
Blazers need a run. They haven't had one since the first period, I believe. Miller underneath. Reverse layup, around and out. Dudley, they can't score right now as well. Dudley for Phoenix. Barbosa. In the paint, around Blake, puts it up, around and out, and Greg Oden the rebound. Oden to Miller. Miller on a drive. In he goes, stumbles, throws it up, almost went down. He is knocked to the floor, and the foul will be on the Phoenix Suns.
Well, the varsity's coming back in now, Sean, so it tells you about what Nate McMillan is thinking about his reserves. Normally, you wouldn't put your starters back in a preseason game number four, but there's Aldridge and Roy waiting to come in.
And the foul was on Dragic. And Andre Miller will go to the free throw line. Andre, the ball is up. It's in the air. It's in the bucket. It's good. Miller's got nine in the game. 7:16 to go. I know we're going to have a good count at the turnstiles tonight. It'll be better than 11,000 here tonight. That's good. And good old Veterans Memorial Coliseum. I know they wanted a better show tonight, but hey, there's a lot of time.
A
lot of time. They could turn this thing around. As a matter of fact, as Miller makes his second free throw, the attendance is 11,740.
Yeah, that's a reduced because it used to seat 12,666, but it doesn't anymore.
Blazers get back on D, but it doesn't do any good. They get the ball inside, and Phoenix, they came up with two more. 6 points for Clark.
And Phoenix has brought back in Nash and their starting unit. So they're serious about winning this preseason game.
Aldridge, Roy, back over to Aldridge. Miller, baseline. Fakes a shot, scores anyway. And he did the boogaloo over there, Andre Miller. He had a big guy on him. Shuffled to his left and right. Little dance step. Threw it up. It went in. He's fouled.
Yeah, that's.
And Miller's got 12 points in the game.
That's Dudley. It was just IQ basketball for Andre Miller, faking, waiting till the man came down on him, and then he went up and scored. That's playing smart basketball.
So it's a nice three-point play for Andre Miller. He's got 13 points in the game. That's a little mini run right now, 91-84. Phoenix Suns, Nash back in the game. Nash around Stoudemire. Back out for Clark. Clark throws it away. Turnover, Phoenix.
The way Phoenix plays up and down, it's very difficult for them to hold on to a lead if they're missing shots and throwing the ball away, because they'll give you an opportunity.
Miller walks the ball up the floor this time to Aldridge. Guard forward exchange over to Roy. Roy's having a tough time tonight. Roy lost the ball at the dribble, got it again, drives in traffic underneath. Andre Miller spins it up, no good, gets his own rebound, and scores. He's got 15 for Andre Miller. Here they come, 91-86. Three-point play from the far side by guess who? He's got 18,
Barbosa. I'll tell you, he never has a bad game against the Blazers.
5:50 to go here in the fourth period. Bill Shonley, Mike Rice. Thank you, Brian Wheeler. You talked us into the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Roy with the ball in front of the Phoenix bench, and he's bumped pretty good by Jared Dudley. And we're going to have ourselves a timeout. Portland will go to the free throw line. 5:38 to go in the game. 94-86 Phoenix. We'll be back after these messages. Portland only down by eight. They're trying to get themselves back into the game, led by Andre Miller. 9 out of the Blazer, 10 points in the quarter by Miller.
Yeah, and if you look at it, every Blazer starter's in double digits, 15 points or more, except Brandon Roy, a guy they'd really like to get going in this preseason. I know Nate is not worried yet about Brandon Roy and his inability to score, only averaging 9 points a game in this preseason. But there will be a time where I'm sure Nate will get a little nervous about a guy that averaged 23 a game last year.
I continue to take a look at the turnovers. 18 turnovers for 28 Phoenix points. At the line, Brandon Roy, who has 9 points only in the game tonight. 4 for 8 from the floor. Makes the free throw good.
And everybody that the Blazers have turned the ball over at 19 times or more has converted at least 25 points off of those. That's why the Blazers right now are 2-1 and looking at 2-2 on the year.
Roy makes both free throws. The crowd reacted when he made those two free throws. We have got to make them. There's no doubt about it. Nash gets to the foul line. Throws one up off balance. In it went. Nash with 20 points.
You can't tell me that guy's 35 years old.
I think he's 36. I don't know. Blazers get the ball underneath, and Roy could not score.
That time they posted him up.
Oh, my goodness. Phoenix quickly back the other way to move it right to left. They throw it up inside off Stoudemire out of bounds. Last touch by Andre Miller. And Phoenix will get the ball. New 24, 5:04 to go in the game.
Every time the Blazers get close, a guy named Steve Nash performs his magic.
And Nash has the ball again between the rings. Back over to Barbosa. Should hit. Does. Falls down. Backing away. He's got 20 in the game. And 4 quick points by the Suns. 98-88. They're back by 10.
Ooh.
Miller to Aldridge. Dudley on him. Turns around, fade away, in the hopper and out. Nash the rebound for Phoenix. Blazers can't buy a basket. Nash gonna drive, goes to the dotted line area, and we've got a whistle and a foul.
Blazer foul.
That's gonna be on Andre Miller. That'll be his third.
Second team foul.
Well, Barbosa every year is in the running for sixth man of the year. He'll back up both the point guard and Jason Richardson at the two-guard spot. So they're going to make sure Barbosa gets at least 27, 28 minutes a game.
19 seconds to shoot. Into Nash, underneath, round off the glass and down Barbosa. He's got 22 in the game. That's a six-point run for the Suns.
Yeah, the difference in the game is the Blazers have no one off the bench that's exploded like Barbosa.
Roy inside, underneath the Odin, off his hands, batted away, out of bounds. It should be Portland ball. No, they say. Fans don't like it. I don't blame them. Another Portland turnover. 188. Why me? After all this time.
That's right. All that
and I get a game like this. Hey, I'm having fun. That's okay. So are the fans.
We'll have more fun if they make a rally here.
Yeah, that's true. Here's Andre Miller. Starts another one. Miller, one end of the floor to the other. He's got 16. He just weaved his way through the Phoenix Suns.
Well, they were talking about Andre. Always plays himself into shape at the week before the preseason starts. He looks like he's in pretty good shape to me.
Nash has 20 points in the game. Cross court to Barbosa. Shuffles one up. Down at one again.
Boy,
he's got 24 in the game. It's the Nash Barbosa show.
Yeah, earlier it was Amari Stoudemire pick and roll with Nash. Now it's Nash penetrating and finding Barbosa.
Blazers back the other way. Roy going to drive in the middle. Puts it up off the glass around. Doesn't roll in. Odin had the rebound, lost it, and Phoenix came up with it. To Nash. Nash driving on the right side. At the Channing Frye. Just came in. Throws one up from 15. Not good. Lamar Aldrich, the rebound.
Yeah, they should start thinking about L.A. and getting him the ball.
Aldrich from outside. Rip City, baby. Haven't had one of those for a while, a long time.
And well, Phoenix hasn't touched it.
Yeah, very true. Phoenix is going to call for a timeout. We're down to 2:47 to go in the game. 103-92. The Phoenix Suns back after these messages.
Ought to have me.
2:47 remaining, my friends. Phoenix with their biggest lead of the night by 11, 103-92. Phoenix, Mike, made 12 three-pointers in their first two games. Tonight, they got 12.
Yeah, and if you look at the bench where the Blazers are supposed to have so much depth, it's 48-14 for Phoenix, outscoring the Blazer bench. And that's in both halves. Barbosa is the man. And notice, Jason Richardson hasn't smelled action. He was hot early. Then Barbosa came, and they're riding him. And that's where Nash is so good. He finds the guy that's hot, and he continually gets the ball. And that's the Blazers haven't done that with LaMarcus Aldridge, who's probably the hottest Blazer in this ball game. But right now, he's shooting 50%.
Barbosa has 25 points for the Suns, 12 of those here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Phoenix with the ball in front court. Barbosa, Stoudemire. Nash, the big three. Pick and roll. Nash back to Stoudemire. He's got 13, and it's a 13-point Phoenix lead.
And you can tell what happens when Joel Prisbilla and Odin are out of the game. There's no interior defense.
Roy, front court. Back to Miller from the corner for two more. Actually, for three. He's the guy, no doubt about it. He's got 20 in the game. Andre Miller.
But he needs a little help from his friends.
Does he ever? 105-95. Nash from the dotted line. Fades away. Not good. Aldridge the rebound. Under 2 minutes to go to Roy. Roy on a dribble drive over to midcourt line to the left side. Blazers need some hoops. Roy into the corner. Miller. Coffin corner deep. Back to Roy. Roy low. Turns around. Fade away. Doesn't get it. Blazers failed to score. Here comes Barbosa. Barbosa to Nash. Who's going to shoot? Nash or Barbosa? Nash starts to drive. He's fouled from behind by Blake. Blake got him on the dribble drive.
See, and that's another thing Barbosa can do. When he rebounds, he's probably the quickest from inline to inline in the NBA. Really puts a lot of pressure on your guards to get back.
Phoenix will inbound to Nash. He's between the rings. It's been a Phoenix Suns show tonight. Around Stoudemire. Nash, foul on extended left side, stop, shoots. Will he hit?
Oh.
What do you say, folks? You think he hit it? You're right. You get the prize. He's got 22 in the game. 107-95 is the score. A minute 15 remaining to be played in the game. Phoenix on top. It's been all Phoenix in the second half in many, many facets of the game as Travis Outlaw, for the first time tonight, drove the lane and scores in a hook shot. He's got 10. A minute to go. Nash for two more. Doesn't go. Andre Miller the rebound. Blazers run. Miller, lickety Brenda left the middle. He wanted to get it into the corner for Outlaw, but he is fouled.
And that's what Andre Miller can do for you. He really pushes the ball up. And when he gets up court like that, the big guys, and that's what the Blazers, they're playing with no center right now. They want to run with both Travis Outlaw and LaMarcus Aldridge. They're going with a quicker three-guard lineup with Brandon Roy, Steve Blake, and Andre Miller, and then the two power forwards in there, Outlaw and LaMarcus Aldridge. But it doesn't seem to have too much effect on this Phoenix team.
Not tonight. Miller made the first free throw. He's got 21 in the game. Andre bends, sights. The ball is up. It's in the air. It's in the bucket. It's good. He's got 22 in the game. 107-99. 50 seconds to go in regulation.
Last year, the Blazers averaged 106 against this Phoenix team. Tonight, they have 99.
Nash again. Around the circle. Out on top. Between the rings. Channing Frye goes inside. Nash trying to get to the ball. It's picked up by Roy. Roy Miller. In he goes. Doesn't get the basket.
And they're calling goaltending shots.
Wow. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Someone might have hit the ball when it was on the rim, hit the net.
He's got 24 in the game. He hit the deck. A little scramble underneath the basket down to our right. But that'll put Portland at the free throw line with 30.2 ticks of the clock to go. And the Phoenix Suns 107-101. We're going to have an old-fashioned postgame show out at center court tonight as soon as this game is over, as quickly as possible. We used to do that way for years. They wanted us to do it again tonight, so we'll try. Terry Porter is going to be our guest. And Miller makes the free throw. 107-102. Here's Nash with pressure in the backcourt. Long pass to Barbosa. Blake on him, now Outlaw. Back over for Stoudemire. Into the game, back out to Nash. They're playing catch. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And we got a foul on Outlaw as he bumps Steve Nash. With 15.3 to go in the game.
And that's something you don't want to do. They could have fouled almost anybody. Three different Phoenix Suns handled the ball. And then they threw it to a guy that lifetime shoots over 86%.
He's got 22 points in the game.
Oh,
he still has 22 points, but 15 assists for Nash.
Yeah,
tonight.
And that's That's the Nash. Now, last year he averaged 10, but that was a non-running team. He'll average over 12 assists a game this year with this running Phoenix team.
He made the second free throw, and with 15.3 to go, we have another timeout, so we're going to send it your way as the Phoenix Suns and the Trailblazers gather for the final 15. Oh, we're going to hold it right here. All right. That makes a lot of sense. 15.3. What more can we say?
Well,
let's start at the beginning of the second half. Portland down by one.
Yeah, and if you look at the bench points, we mentioned a 48 to 14. Barbosa is a big part of that. He just came on, and Amundsen, he has played very, very well rebounding-wise. Steve Nash has the 15 assists, as you said, Sean, and over 20 points, 23 I think he has. He has just been a juggernaut as far as keeping the Blazers off balance. And that's what a guy like Steve Nash can do. He finds people that are open. And so far tonight, 15 assists, 23 points. I think that's the whole story. Steve Nash coming alive, first time in preseason.
Absolutely. You're going to see a lot of those two guys, Barbosa, Stoudemire, and Nash. Three big mainstays as far as the Phoenix Suns are concerned. What has Nate learned tonight?
Well, they went to a smaller lineup. They put Amari Stoudemire at the center spot. Yeah. Now, when they do that, the Blazers are going to have to score with Oden inside. Oden really didn't touch the ball a whole lot in the second half. He's 8 for 10 on the ball game so far. And in the first half, Oden was 7 for 8.
Okay.
So he's had two shots in the second half. Their smaller lineup beat the Blazer bigger lineup because Greg didn't touch the ball as much as he should.
Portland will have the ball with 15.3 to go. Try to work a good play here. It'll be Miller, Outlaw, Aldridge, Roy, and Blake to finish out the game. Miller ready, the ball high over his head. At the Roy, between the rings, will take the outside shot. He does. It's glass, that's all. Rebound Aldridge. He put it up and in, 8 seconds to go. Phoenix with the ball, Barbosa, Stoudemire, in he goes, just going to dribble off the clock, and he's fouled with 3.8 seconds to go by Brandon Roy. And that'll put Stoudemire at the line.
And you know what's ironic about this game, Sean?
What?
They had beaten the Blazers 11 straight times up till last December. You know the guy that really killed him for the Blazers and won the game? A guy named Brandon Roy had 52 points against the Suns last year in December. Tonight, he just can't seem to buy a basket.
Stoudemire makes a couple of free throws. We're going to have another timeout. It'll be a 20-second timeout. So that's where we are, my friends. It's been a pleasure to be behind this microphone tonight. Thank you, Mike Price. It's reminiscent. We did a lot of games in this building, including the Dream Team experience.
Yeah, that was really good right here in the Coliseum.
Absolutely. So I thank you all for allowing us to be here. Thanks, Brian Wheeler, for talking us in to do the remainder of the game. It was fun. Sorry the turn of events turned out the way they did. But it's back to the drawing board as far as Portland is concerned. No doubt about that.
And they don't have much time to get on a plane right after the game and go to Utah. It's not real easy playing in Utah. I imagine we'll see Jared Bayless, Juwan Howard, some of the guys that didn't play tonight. I have a feeling we'll see Dante Cunningham tomorrow night, maybe Ime Udoka.
Yep.
None of those people have played a minute in this game tonight. The Blazers went with really a lot of their top nine guys, and it didn't work out.
3.8 seconds to go. Miller, Roy for three at the horn. Not good. Rebound, Clark, and this one is history. It's a preseason game, so hang in there, everybody. Final score. It was Phoenix 110, Portland 104. Postgame show is coming up.